TV show got you through childhood? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello there.
What TV show got you through childhood? We'd like to hear from you. 651-641-1071. You know, honestly, I thought about it because I was thinking about the daytime Emmys, which just occurred.
Yeah.
And I was hearing about, you know, soap operas that have that are still surviving in a time where soap operas aren't surviving. And it occurred to me that there was one show that carried me from my middle school years all the way through college.
Oh, okay.
And it was Days of Our Lives.
And these are the days
right?
of our lives.
And I thought, what a weird experience. Like, how do I even explain that to my kids who don't really have an understanding of what a soap opera is, let alone a soap opera that occurs daily for a decade or more.
For sure.
But that was such a central part of my childhood. 651-641-1071. What was the TV show that got you through childhood or that carried you through many, many years? And I just got nostalgic for it.
What got you through with the Days of Our Lives?
I think honestly it was just the fact that it was on daily. It was so completely out of touch with any type of reality that I was experiencing or that anybody was experiencing. I'm talking about like possessions. I'm talking about, you know, people, well, a lot of possessions. There was a lot of possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, people going missing and coming back looking like other people. A lot of amnesia.
Yeah.
Like just nothing that resembled an actual real life. And being able to escape to that every single day, no matter what was going on in my life. And the fact that I recorded it every day.
Yeah.
And I would watch it when I came home from school. Mm-hmm. You would keep up with it all the way through the summer. In college, they played it in our like lounge area at lunchtime, and everybody came out to watch it. It was a room full of 50 people watching Days of Our Lives every single day. 651-641-1071. What was the TV show that got you through childhood or carried you through your childhood? Kate is on the line. Let's go to Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Did you have a TV show that kind of brought you through your childhood?
Yeah, The Brady Bunch.
Oh, sure.
Can relate. What was it about the Brady Bunch that you loved so much?
I don't know. Just the family and the quirkiness of them. And, you know, it was on every day at 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And it was just kind of fun.
Yeah, and every problem could be solved in 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Right? Thank you, Kate. 651-641-1071. What TV show got you through your childhood? Bradley, do you have any that occur to you? I know. I just had to ask because show.
Because that's the question. I know. No, it's like the funny thing is it's like picking your favorite child or in this case, picking your favorite parent, because I just feel like part of me was raised by television.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised by wolves and the wolves were primetime sitcoms. No, again, so it'd be hard to pick. If I had to pick a sitcom, I would pick Facts of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Different Strokes or something. I think probably more Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. But and then if I had to pick like a show that just has stuck with me like ever since, it's Doctor Who, because it's been on like since before I was born and it's still going strong. So that show has certainly like stood the test of time.
Did you start watching that when you were young?
Not super young. I was a teenager.
Okay.
I was in high school when I started. Or no, actually, I was probably in middle school when I started watching it. But, you know. I mean, I could go on for days about all the TV shows that have impacted my life in some way. But in terms of, like, you know, the formative years, I would say Facts of Life, because I sort of followed it through that trajectory.
Right.
Right?
Like, yeah, because it went through...
When I was, like, probably a year or two old, because what was it, 1978?
I think. I don't know why. Happened after I was born, with Molly Ringwald on her, it was Tootie was on skates. Okay, yeah, 79.
So yeah, so I would have been, you know, I mean, I have my first TV memories like from 1980-ish,
mm-hmm.
forward. And that show then went on to, what, 9 seasons? So that's 1988.
Yeah.
And that's when I was just starting high school. So that to me, you know, and then there were reruns.
Right. Right.
So that show's been with me.
Forever.
Yeah. Of course, now it's not. And it's not a show that you can readily find.
Which is super frustrating.
Which is really weird.
It is really weird. Let's go to Patty. We've got Patty on the line. Hi, Patty. What was the TV show that got you through childhood?
Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What was it about that show that was that sort of, you know, sticks with you?
I really liked the show because it was Wally and his younger brother, Beaver. And Wally was so helpful for Beaver. And I didn't have that relationship with my older sister. Mm-hmm. So it was fun for me to watch how Wally kind of, you know, Beaver bugged him a little bit. But they really had a nice relationship. And it was just a nice, calm show to watch. Aww. So that really got me through my childhood quite nicely.
I love it. Thank you, Patty, for your call.
Thanks, Patty.
Yeah, I remember watching that show in reruns when I was little. And then I think it was in the 80s, probably like early to mid 80s. They did a TV special called Still the Beaver that starred an adult Jerry Mathers. And we had that on VHS because we taped it when it was on television.
Yeah.
And I wore that damn tape out watching that one-off TV special.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting that, like, we talk about this all the time, but it's like, your kids are not going to have the experience of, like, being attacked. I mean, they can, right? Like, I think there are kids who love Friends, for example.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. But it's like a different, I don't know, I feel like it's a different appreciation in the way that, like, we were still able to appreciate the Leave It to Beaver and I Love Lucy. And then so that when those shows came back, we could, you know, appreciate them like all the Brady Bunch,
right,
sort of continuations, mm-hmm, that, you know, were around when we were kids in a way that I'm not sure is the same for your kids.
No. And they really, the way that they think about TV is so different. Like they don't, I want to say view. That is the right word, but it's not the way that I'm saying it, like not watching TV, but yeah, the way they view what a TV show is, they are able to, they binge everything.
Yeah.
They don't understand that you, there's not a slow burn. And so they'll watch it in the little chunk that they get. So if they're going to watch Friends, they're going to binge Friends. And then they're done with Friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that happened.
And then they're going to go on to something else.
Right. They don't have the experience of a weekly or daily showing of something.
Yeah.
And then liking it so much that when it is on again in a rerun, you sit down and watch it.
And that's a gift that they have, right? Because, like, we only liked a lot of those shows or started to like them because that's all we had access to.
Right.
Because it was reruns, right? So we were sort of, you know, like, Stockholm syndrome, mm-hmm, with some of them, because, like, you know, like Leave It to Beaver, I did not ever really enjoy that show. Like, it didn't connect to me in the way that, like, I Love Lucy did, right. But again, we had limited options.
Right. Holly, did you have a show that got you through your childhood?
I give it a whole network. I think MTV was very valuable in getting me through the doldrums of early adolescence. In as much as it showed that there is a bigger creative world out there than the one that you're experiencing in your immediate life.
Mm-hmm.
So just hang on.
Yeah.
The folks are out there.
Yeah.
With nice music and fashion and fun things.
Holly, thank you for that.
Thank you. Yes.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, you guys, I have to expose you to the most ridiculous article that showed up in my feed that I hope you'll have some opinions about. And it has to do with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, great.
And Farrah Abraham.
Oh, even better.
We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, now I've seen it all on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
I saw this headline in the U.S. Sun. And listen, I know, consider the source. But I couldn't not read it because I was offended by it.
Oh.
Even I.
Yeah, you never get offended.
Found this offensive. And the headline is crossover, and that's crossover with a K. Kardashian fans think Kim is morphing into a famous teen mom star after they notice, quote, uncanny similarities in pics. Essentially, the article is saying that Kim Kardashian is turning into Farrah Abraham.
Kim Kardashian is turning into Farrah. I thought it was the other way around.
Thank you. And that's what, that was my immediate response was, I think they've got this backwards. But okay, okay. Take me on the journey.
Take me on the journey.
Now, I'm going to take you on a journey as well, because, boy, the U.S. Sun is just filled with little Easter eggs.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently dozens of internet users, dozens, noticed uncanny similarities between Kim Kardashian and Farrah Abraham.
Okay.
And it started, apparently, with a wild internet thread on Saturday, where one critic brought up how Kim Kardashian is starting to physically transform into Farrah Abraham. Quote, Kim K is starting to look more like Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom. That's all.
Okay. What?
That's all it said.
Okay, what?
And then they wrote an entire article around it. Now, by the way, to your point, Bradley, I think actually Farrah Abraham has been trying to morph into Kim Kardashian for umpty-foo years.
Well, yeah. I mean, since the very beginning, she has seen herself as sort of like the dollar store Kim Kardashian. Right? I mean, right? Don't we all know that? Or no? Am I missing something?
I thought we all knew that, but apparently we don't all know that, according to this U.S. Sun article. Yeah.
By the way, I love the dollar store.
Oh.
And frankly,
some of my best friends are the dollar store.
If you said, who do you want to spend the evening with? Do you want to spend the evening with Kim Kardashian? You can ask her anything you want. You can find out whatever you want. You can eat dinner wherever you want. You can do it in their house. Or do you want to eat dinner with Farrah Abraham? I'm eating dinner with Farrah Abraham.
Me too. For a couple of reasons. One, you don't have to do a lot of work, because she will talk.
I'm going to eat
the whole time
while she talks. Yes. Nonstop. And I just feel like Kim's going to make me feel insecure.
Mm-hmm. Well, there won't be any food.
And Farrah, I will just be laughing at. I mean, like with and at. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be mutual. Mostly.
She won't know the difference.
No, that's accurate.
No. And very likely she's going to throw a sex toy at my head.
I hope so.
Oh.
Or give me a winning business idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, this woman will easily. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put this. Like, the price of dinner. Mm-hmm. Can you hear that? Do you guys hear that?
I can, but I don't think our listener will be able to.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
You can hear things in my head, and I'm sorry. No, I think she will definitely earn the price of a meal.
Oh, for sure. So,
like, I would buy dinner for Farrah Abraham to go out with her.
Because Farrah Abraham,
if you're listening, I would like to take you out to dinner.
Wow. Yes.
And I don't expect sex.
No.
In return.
No. It will be a free dinner.
Yeah. And I'd like to bring my two friends, Colleen and
Thank you.
Holly.
Because here's the other thing about Farrah Abraham. She can speak on any number of things. And whether or not she knows anything about them is irrelevant. She will speak extemporaneously on many different topics.
So
passionately so.
So really, who got this idea that it was the other way around?
I don't know. One of the dozens of internet users, according to the U.S. Sun.
One of the dozens of internet users?
Yes, that's how they define them. Now, can I just give some special marks for U.S. Sun for some of their subheadings? The first one being Botoxic, which goes on to talk about how the Kardashians are known for their Botox.
You look great.
Then the next one, the next subheading in this article, Farrah from her early TV days.
This is definitely the Sun.
Yikes.
Or exactly. The Daily Mail.
It's pretty spectacular. So anyway, they've, again, entertaining article, super not true. Because, as you said, Bradley, Farrah has been trying to look like Kim Kardashian since she arrived.
Yeah, and I give her credit because she looks more like a Kardashian than some of the Kardashians do.
I mean, it's true, but I will say this. The thing that they're pointing out is that, for example, they both are rocking kind of a lighter hair like color right now. They're bleached.
Yeah. Also,
they have a tendency to do things around the same time. Where that originates, I think they've got that backwards.
I think too, you're just probably a few days away from the headline, Kim Kardashian and Farrah Abraham trying desperately to look like Tori Spelling.
I mean, thank you, because that's another throw that in the mix
is like, oof. If Farrah Abraham is the dollar store Kim Kardashian, then I guess actually Tori Spelling would be the dollar store version of Chloe, right? Because isn't it the Chloe comparison that she got?
Yeah, she got the Chloe comparison. And to be fair, I mean, it was uncanny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen.
Do you think that they, like, is that like, you know, like when you go into Great Clips, you don't, but like I do.
Yeah.
And back in the 90s, there would always be like these books, and it was my favorite, where you'd like look through all these lookbooks and be like, you know, like while you're waiting for your haircut to just, because we didn't have phones. Mm-hmm. So we would flip through these books of like photographs.
Yeah, like Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, is that what we're doing here? Like, the ladies just walk in and sit down at the beauty salon.
And they say...
And they go, I want to look like...
But here's the difference. Like, when I went in and said, I'd like Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
And they'd cut my hair, and I didn't look like Meg Ryan, because my hair wasn't like Meg Ryan.
Yeah, your face wasn't
My face
like-
wasn't like... Nothing else was... But in Hollywood, you can just walk into the factory, and they'll do you up just like a
they'll
Kardashian.
They'll change your face.
They'll do the whole thing.
Yeah.
A different world, y'all. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. It is our privilege to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. And we call them
D-bags.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Oh my God! Oh. Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Here's a headline for you. Alec Baldwin to interview Woody Allen on Tuesday.
That's nasty.
No. Literally nobody wants this.
No.
Nobody wants this except for Alec Baldwin and perhaps Woody Allen. I don't even know. But here's what I do know. Alec Baldwin. Holly, say it again for me, please.
That's nasty.
Okay. You may ask yourself when you see a headline like this, self, why is Alec Baldwin interviewing Woody Allen?
Self, why is Alec Baldwin interviewing Woody Allen?
This is exactly the question I had when I saw this. And I was like, well, you know, no doubt, I don't know, God only knows, Alec Baldwin's doing a movie or Woody Allen's doing a something or I don't know, something, right?
Can like, I take a stab at why I think they think this is a good idea?
I want to hear that. But before we get to that, I want you to think of what I want to answer the question of first.
Yeah.
Is like, what's promoting this?
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Meaning like, what's, why now?
Right.
Or I should say like, do you at least have the impression that there's a reason? Like, when you hear Alec Baldwin going to interview Woody Allen, you would think to yourself,
right, like,
surely there's something going on right now that is fostering this opportunity.
Right. Like, you mean not like a...
Not like a...
Like something they're promoting or
reason.
Some sort of, yeah.
Yeah, like something legitimate,
yeah,
right?
And I can't think of what that might be.
I don't think there is. Okay, so now I want you to tell me why you think...
My sense is that, well, first of all, I know they've worked together before.
Yep.
And so my sense is, I think Alec Baldwin views himself as a victim of public opinion. And I think he probably views Woody Allen as, and Woody Allen also views himself as a victim of public opinion. And so perhaps very similar to other people we've heard from, who have wanted to interview other people who also are victims of public opinion. I think that they're, let's just say, bedfellows.
You think
on
he's
this.
Smart, too smart for us, meaning
yes.
You think he's outthinking us. I think he's outdumbing us. And I'm going to tell you why. I think you're absolutely right at first. But let me tell you what we know about this interview. Okay. So again, I started by saying Alec Baldwin going to interview Woody Allen. I thought there's got to be some reason. And then I listen to what he says. There's an Instagram post. There's an Instagram post.
Okay.
He announced on Instagram, quote, this is how we find out about this. Mm-hmm. Woody Allen interview. Let me preface this by stating that I have zero interest, all caps, in anyone's judgments and sanctimonious posts here. Okay, he's on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He does not have any interest in people's judgments, sanctimonious posts. I am obviously someone who has my own set of beliefs and could not care less about anyone else's speculation. If you believe that a trial should be conducted by way of an HBO documentary, that's your issue. The interview that he's speaking of, that he then talks about in the video, which is weird. If you watch the video, it's like, Tuesday on Instagram Live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I love you, Woody. Instagram, I'm with Woody. Tuesday, 10:30. Be there. So it's like this creepy announcement that he's going to do an Instagram Live post. And he's literally like shaming people and gaslighting them before any of this happens by mm-hmm. saying, I don't care about any of your actual opinions and your dumb HBO documentaries. Excuse me, you want me to take seriously your allegations mm-hmm. and opinions and speculations with Woody Allen mm-hmm. on Instagram Live.
Right.
Wherein the two of you boobs who... Again, sure, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Who are you going to take more credibly? Two people, one of whom is literally waiting to find out if he's going to be tried in a criminal way mm-hmm. for the murder of another human being, mm-hmm. and a person who has been credibly accused of child abuse for decades.
Yeah. Yeah. Of his own.
And has been the subject daughter. Of an actual produced HBO documentary, mm-hmm. which requires... work, evidence, journalism,
vetting,
ethics,
yep,
standards, practices, mm. unions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Like, I know.
But
I ask the question again. Where are we going?
So
I don't mean on this show.
I'm supposed to forego all like, and that's and me asking that question
yeah.
is I'm sorry, according to Alec Baldwin, just to be clear. Speculation, judgment, and yeah. sanctimonious posts.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, why are you showing up on Instagram Live with Alec or with Woody Allen yeah. at a moment where the only reason I can imagine is you're trying to launder his reputation as you simultaneously have Woody Allen launder yours? What?
Yeah, like also, when I think so about confused. People laundering each other's images,
no!
I don't think anybody's getting any cleaner in that.
No,
in that washing machine.
Ew. So I'm confused.
Yeah.
I remain confused. And it does not make any sense to me why either of these people would be doing something like this. And also Instagram Live.
Yeah.
I mean, I do Instagram Live.
Yeah. Right.
Like.
Right. Anybody can. Some of your best friends.
You.
Yeah.
Could put on a horse costume. And tap dance around your basement on an Instagram Live.
How did you know that I was going to do
that? Because you did that. No, you didn't actually do that. But I'm saying, like,
yeah, and the video
that
is called Too Hot to Trot.
Basic. shuffle off to Buffalo. I don't know. Like, there are so many. Like, what I'm saying is, like, anybody can do that. There's no. There's nothing.
No.
It's just two people talking.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to say that that's more
credible
than.
Yeah. Again, the HBO doc, but no, but like, see, the thing about it is like, it's kind of like Crazy Stupid Idiots, how it's, you have to get in the dumb person's head for a second.
Take me there.
I'm trying to, because I do, this is a fun exercise every once in a while when you see somebody doing something and you're like, why are they doing that? You have to get into their dumb head for a minute and go, what is it that they think they're doing? And I think what Alec Baldwin thinks he's doing is providing Woody Allen the platform that Woody Allen can't possibly find, because you know why? He's been canceled. You know,
yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
that mentality again, where it's like, again, yes, Bradley,
again.
The people who, the reason that you should listen to Woody Allen himself instead of this documentary is because it's Woody Allen himself telling you his story. And we're all over here being like, but he's lying.
But yeah, like, and also, do I trust that Alec Baldwin is talented enough to, I don't know, ask? No, because at the beginning, Alec is already telling me, I don't care what you think.
Mm-mm. Right.
I'm going to talk to my friend Woody Allen.
Right.
Like, you...
Listen, here's what it's going to be. The two of them are going to be shining sunshine up each other's rear ends, and I don't need to be present for it, but I will read the report of the report.
Like, you know these people who do these like cancel interviews, like I've been canceled.
Yes, and it's like a whole, it's its own genre.
Alec Baldwin has 2.4 million followers on Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wherein was he canceled? Was he canceled again?
Thank you. Nowhere.
What is he canceled from?
None. Zero. No.
But we should look at his IMDb, see what upcoming projects he has.
I mean, he canceled himself when the tragedy happened. Mm-hmm. And that's the gross thing, too, is like we're in the midst again, because I don't think we have final resolution.
No, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
things in the works
that have yet to be released in the works. Mm-hmm.
But he's been canceled. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where's Hilaria?
She's busy. Do you want to know who my D-bag is?
I do, and I'm sorry.
It's no, why are you sorry?
I just get very emotional.
No, that's why we're here. You might get emotional about this one.
Okay, good.
Because my D-bag is Hostess.
What?
Hostess? With the mostest?
Well, yeah, with the leastest in this regard.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't quite... I'm going to say a lot of things, and they're not going to actually make sense.
Okay.
And that's what's debaggy about this.
Sure.
This entire experience is very, very confusing.
Okay, good.
So, you know, crypto is, like, super popular, right?
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't know, but people be talking about crypto.
It's crypto. It's because people want you to spend your hard-earned money on it. Yeah. At a and time like, when, you know.
Yeah,
people trying to take it from us.
Right.
So, like, let's give our money to something that doesn't actually have a track record and or a safety net. But by all means, what he said. Okay, let's do that.
So, okay, so Twinkie's into the crypto. Everybody's into the crypto. Everybody's into the crypto. Now, apparently, I did not know some of this. Like, there's a whole entire thing called food NFTs. For example, McDonald's made a meme cryptocurrency that's worth $6 million.
Okay, that's not... you really mean $6 million?
I don't know. That's what the article says. I don't know, because I didn't have time because I didn't care enough.
Okay, so somebody...
Chipotle, allegedly, according to this story, and according to Nation's Restaurant News, will accept cryptocurrency as a payment method.
I could see that. Okay? I can see that.
So again, crypto is a thing. Yep. And, you know, I don't know. I don't understand it. My brain can't make it happen.
Okay.
But Hostess's response to the crypto craze was not to go crypto, not to go NFT.
Okay.
But rather to make an entire new product to put on shelves that's a physical thing that you can actually hold and eat, but that shows that they're with it, with the crypto gang.
So they have crypto pastries or something?
$Twink coin.
Okay, what?
That's what it's called.
What is that?
It's a new fluffy treat that's a nod to cryptocurrencies. Its name is, and I don't know how else to say it, it's the dollar sign.
Okay.
All caps, twink.
Okay.
And then lowercase coins.
I mean, I know Pride was yesterday. Yep.
$Twink coins.
Twink means something different, I think, to me than it might Hostess.
I mean, I think they think they're talking about Twinkies.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, like Twinkies, twink coins. Okay.
Yep. So right now, I think what you're having, the experience you're having, is the experience that the internet has had.
Oh, good.
Right? So that's part of it.
Yeah.
$Twink coins. Are dollar coin sign. Shaped.
The other thing is, like, that dollar sign sometimes is an S, so could it be stwink coin?
Stwink. I feel like you said something naughty.
Stwinky. Well, that's like a, you know, a sexy twink. Stwinky.
No. Okay, so let me tell you, you tell me if you think this sounds like a sexy Twinkie.
Okay.
It's a coin-shaped vanilla sponge cake filled with the signature cream. That's it.
No, that looks, to me, looks like a naked ding dong, a naked vanilla ding dong. Right?
Yep.
Doesn't it? Oh. It looks like a naked vanilla ding dong.
What I hear you saying is that $twink coin looks like a naked vanilla ding dong. Am I right?
Happy Pride!
Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't understand any of these words, but it sounds dirty.
It's a round Twinkie.
Yeah, no, it's a round Twinkie.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's... This is...
Wait, can you even eat it?
Yeah. No, yes, it's real, Holly.
No, Holly, that's
the thing about
this.
They are so dumb and lazy. I shouldn't say that because Hostess, send me your stuff. I'll put it in my mouth for cheat day. But, like, they're expecting you to not be that... I don't know. Because, like, who's walking down the aisle going, oh, look, they got some cryptocurrency treats.
Remember when I said earlier, more than once, where are we going? The answer to that is apparently to this place where... Now, get with the... This is meta. Okay, Holly? So follow it.
Yeah, because I want to know, when you buy the dollar sign Twink coin,
what are you
actual
getting?
Treat,
like, can you use it as
getting?
Currency?
Yeah, do you get a little NFT inside the box? So this is like the new toy with free purchase.
No.
No.
Nope.
So, guys, we have an anti-D-bag on the Colleen and Bradley show. It's big news. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Okay, I'll be excited and happy.
You should be, because usually everyone... Like, oh, so we're not being negative, because this is actually somebody who deserves our respect and love.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Who are we respecting and loving today?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, I love her.
I know, and you respect
one day at
her.
A time.
I know. So listen, I love the Valerie Bertinelli, because she is actually like speaking some real truth to the world, specifically about kind of how women's bodies are viewed in Hollywood and how that has caused just regular consumers of pop culture to treat like real female bodies. Mm-hmm. And she is a person who has been vocal about struggles that she's had in her own life with things like her weight, etc.
Yep.
Okay, so here's... what happened? Apparently, this happened a while ago. She did this TikTok on June 1st.
Okay.
Where she was filming herself lip syncing to something, as you do on TikTok. But here's what happened after that. A comment from a fan said, "Your skin is so pretty." And Valerie was like, "Thanks, Lucy, but that's not my skin. It's this filter."
Oh.
And she showed what the filter did. So, like, she turned the filter off so you could see what her real face looked like. And, like, it just, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Because how many times does a person whose last name starts with, I don't know, I'll pick an arbitrary letter, the letter K, use
rhymes
a filter?
With Kardashian.
Sure. Use a filter. And we all know it because we're not dumb.
Yeah.
And then when they get called out for using a filter, which is fine.
I was going to say, or your friend Barb.
Right.
Because we all use filters.
We all do. But the Kardashians, what they do is they double down on it and go, no, they gaslight you back. Valerie Bertinelli is like, oh, no, thank you for the compliment. FYI, like that just was a filter, which, again, we all use.
Yeah.
But didn't leave it there. She showed her actual self.
Yep.
And was like, this is what I actually really look
like. This is my face.
And I just want to normalize, like, people showing their real faces. I'm not saying don't use filters. Everybody loves a filter.
Yeah.
Just, your real face is okay.
Your real
face
is okay.
That's the campaign.
Yeah, I think you should sell that. Mm-hmm. Your real face is okay.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, the assumption is you look like a troll.
Yep.
And need a filter, but you shouldn't because... your face is okay.
Your face is okay. You are just fine.
I agree with that, and I actually am there for that. But it's kind of like that. Like, I like to make sourdough bread. A lot of people aren't going to like to do that because a lot of people want to live in fantasy land and they want to eat. The bread analogy maybe isn't the best. What I'm saying is, like, I'm here for that. Do you honestly think that a lot of the world is here for, like, filter-free face?
No, but I feel like the more filter-free face we see,
especially from celebrities,
right?
Like people who have large followings,
right?
Yeah, because it normalizes.
Because again, Farrah Abraham,
oh god,
is trying to look like Kim Kardashian or vice versa.
Even if Farrah doesn't use a filter, that
because they gave her a real life filter.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's wearing a filter.
She's a real life filter.
She's just a walking filter. By the way, the offer still stands.
Dinner.
Dinner.
No sex.
No sex.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show,
with Farrah. It's a long story. Listen to the podcast. Sorry, I'll shut up.
It's okay. Where's your favorite barbecue? Where's the best barbecue in town? 651-641-1071. Yummy.